in Paul's letter to the Galatians, we will hear a lot of his own story, more here than in some of his other letters. And the reason for that is that Paul sees some of his old self in the Galatians. That is, this tendency, this drive to think that by human works and effort alone, we can please God. And so Paul really goes after them. They're prone to it, but they've also had people that have come through the church there preaching that very message. And so Paul really needs them to know that the way to salvation is not by human works. We respond but to what God is doing, but the initiative is always his grace. And so Paul's conversion will come to play and be a big part of what is present here. Paul's outward life changes only because the Lord first brought about a change in his heart. And it always works that way. It has to be that way. With St. Francis, it was the same thing. His outward life changes radically, and that's what catches people, the movement from the pursuit of chivalry and the dream of being a knight in the early Middle Ages and the wealth of his father and all of that left behind, and people are shocked by that. But the outward change is only the result of what the Lord does in the heart. And that's the whole gospel. That's what we need the Lord to do. Lord, create a new heart in me, Lord. Put into me a right spirit. Remove my heart of stone. Give me a heart of flesh. This is the working of God's grace. And the outward will only really genuinely change when the heart changes. And we get a sense that we're not where we need to be when we're trying to force an outward change, but we're not letting the Lord have access to our heart. That's when we often find perhaps that we're, and we talk a lot about like trying to white knuckle it through the Christian life. We end up trying to white knuckle it and just go by our own strength when we don't yield our heart to the Lord, and yet we're trying to bring about an external change. That just will never work. And so the beauty of the saints, like Paul, like Francis, is the ways that the Lord brought about a change in their heart. The things that they thought were most important, like for Francis, that he would be most fulfilled in that path of knighthood and wealth and chivalry and having all of the women around him. And the Lord changed his heart to where he fell in love, not with those things, but with, as he would write and people knew, he fell in love with Lady Poverty, that she was the one, the virtue of poverty that he spoke of as Lady Poverty, that was the one that he would seek to please, that he would fall in love with. And from that interior change comes the outward change. So today, as we celebrate St. Francis and we celebrate what the Lord did in Paul, hearing him in the first reading, we want to have confidence that the Lord, he really can and he wants to bring about a change in our own heart that will result in an outward change. And that people will see the outward change, and like Paul said, that people will glorify God because of what they see has happened in us. The Lord wants that for each of us. And for each of us, it plays out in its own particular way. And some of those ways that the Lord is calling you to follow him and to be more radical in your pursuit of the Lord, people around you, that makes other people uncomfortable. We don't like it. We get uncomfortable when people push out in more radical ways. And many people would have said to Francis, like, just like, come on, like you don't have to love poverty that much, because the more that you love it, the more it makes me realize how much I don't love it. And I don't like that. So why don't you kind of just back off on that, and then I'll be a little more comfortable. But I hear the Lord saying to us in the areas where he's calling each of us in a very unique way based on how he made us to be more radical. I hear the Lord saying, to those that would say to us, like, just kind of just chill out, don't go so far in that. The Lord would say to those who would want to hold us back what he said to Martha, no, you're not going to deprive her of that. She's choosing the better part. Don't try to take that away. And I think there's a word there from the Lord for us in the particular areas where we, maybe only in the quiet hiddenness of our heart, we hear him calling us to step out more radically, but we feel people, hear people around us who say, just calm down on this whole thing, that the Lord on our defense would say to them, no, don't ask that person to let go of that and to forsake it. They're choosing the better part, and I will not have them deprived of it. And there's probably something there that the Lord wants to give to us, say to us in that today as we celebrate Francis and hear from Paul's own conversion as well.